get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, we want to thank Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a situation where you need a cashier and they can't stay on the job, how about going just eliminate that position and use self-checkout. Southwest Point of Sale, an arm of National Cash Register, come to your location. Check it out. If it works, you're ahead of the game. Give them a call, 800-540-2149. That's 800-540-2149. And we want to thank Alpha Site Logistics. They are servicing the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. You need to make an appointment. Call them at 760-352-8383, 760-352-8383. All right, we got Audrey and Edward in the house. Audrey, the TV star, was on Saturday morning promoting the Rebel rally. Got her Jeep all decked out. Dang, that thing looked good.
Thank you. I'm really excited for it.
Oh, that's right. You went and did truck trails yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
It's did a big trash
time,
pickup.
Yep, Otay yeah. Mountain truck trail was yesterday.
Filthy this morning.
It only had a little bit of dirt in it, and after that, we went home, and my husband ripped out the back seats for me, and I'm still prepping for the Rebel.
You got a lot of prep to do.
I got a lot of prep to. I still need to get my rock sliders in. I need to get the brand new whip mount on it. I need to get.
But thank you, Warren Winch. Killer.
Gosh.
Did the bumper come with it?
No. The bumper I bought, the husband sponsored the bumper because it went on my credit card, and then he just gave me $5,000 to put down for my front rear bumper, the rock sliders, the new lights on it. So, that all came from the husband. Thank you, my lover.
You got a Warren Winch?
Yeah. Warren donated the winch.
You got to give a plug to the bubblegum factory.
The bubblegum factory.
If it wasn't for the bubble gum, you'd never have your lights on. So let's give a shout out to whoever made the gum to put your front lights on.
Yes, my husband was having issues, so he had to chew 2 pieces of gum to hold the bolt in place so that he could actually get it connected because he couldn't catch it with the nut.
That's a good idea, though. That's
yeah,
a slick
it worked
idea.
Chewed up some gum and stuck it on.
Yeah, stuck it.
Because I wasn't home, I was off getting the stickers made for the news, and he was having issues connecting the lights.
So have
Friday
him
night,
text you so. The name of the gum company, and maybe we can get a spot. Hey, introduce your guests.
Yes, I'm very excited. We met at Escondido Off-Road Nights. We've got One Life Trauma Kits in the house. Thanks for coming down and joining us in studio.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
We got Josh Montoya and Max
Pinto.
Yes. I'm so glad that you guys are in here to talk to us and tell us what it is that how long have you been in the industry? Been racing? How did you come up with this? There's
Well, I've been racing. I've been involved in the off-road world since I was 19, so that's about 17 years now. Started racing seriously when I was about 27.
Ooh, you're late.
What kind of vehicle did you race?
I've raced everything from class 12, class 7, class 10, trophy spec, trophy truck. Now I'm racing with Serapis Brothers in our KMC-sponsored Pro Turbo UTV. Yeah, we just took third at the Laughlin Desert.
What type of UTV are you driving?
It's a Can-Am.
A Can-Am, like a Maverick?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same Serapis that has the beer distributorship?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same one.
Tell him I said hi.
I will.
He used to come to KUSI, but then he got too big for his britches.
Yeah, Christian's actually out in Long Beach right now racing the SST trucks.
Oh, yeah.
I was down there with him yesterday, and I mean, those things are cool, man. Robbie Gordon's got a great program with those things.
Yes, he does.
I brought them to KUSI by accident, and they put a big steel ramp out in front of the station, and this kid about 18 was going around the building at over 80 miles an hour jumping.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was. Cool. I heard all about it.
It's cool to see those things running around the streets of Long Beach, you know, just making all kinds of ruckus with all the...
And they go everywhere. Yeah. They go everywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're usually at Sand Sports. I was a little surprised they weren't at Sand Sports this year. They usually put on a good show and a little race.
What, about 800 horse, about if I'm not mistaken.
800 horsepower, yeah. They're nice. They're sweet trucks.
And they never have to use, I think it's the right front tire.
Yeah,
that tire, keep it up in the air.
The way Robbie has his program set up with those trucks is there's a wear factor on them, like NASCARs. You know, the brakes wear, they get lighter because they use all the fuel. So it's a very even class. It's a driver's class.
It's a spec
class. It's a spec class. You know, it's not like trophy trucks or anything where, you know, you can buy the horsepower. Everyone's limited.
And don't you lease those trucks? I don't think you can walk out and write a check. I think you have to lease them.
I think it's a lease program.
Yeah. Which is even better, you know, because all you have to do is sort of arrive and drive.
Yeah, you wad the thing up. Hey, Robbie, here's your truck.
Yep. And then the guy says, okay, and you bring your own crew, right?
I think that they have their own guys that are working on the truck.
Yeah, so you know,
I'm not fully.
Yeah, I'm not 100% either. But it's truly a win-win. I mean, if you have a few bucks in your pocket and you want to go hardcore racing, and don't care about getting upside down every once in a while,
there's nothing
like that. Door to door,
those
guys are banging doors, dude, on the streets,
in the air.
Yeah,
they're in the air banging into each other.
It's like you know, like the races at Elsinore, but on the streets.
Yeah, I know. It's as close to monster trucks as you're going to get.
There's nothing like the experience, in my opinion. Sitting in the bleachers and watching it. When they're jumping in the air and they hit air and they come down, they flip, there's a possibility they're flipping into the bleachers half the time. I mean, they got 15-foot high fencing around it.
And they're jumping higher than the fencing.
Yeah, they're jumping higher than the fencing.
But you know where that actually started? That was before you were born. Mickey Thompson used to do the stadium truck races.
Yes.
I remember
Nissan,
those.
Toyota, and Ford, and Chevy. Yes. Those guys never went more than 45, 50 miles an hour, but it was the wildest racing you've ever seen in your life.
Bumping grind. I went to that at Jack Murphy Stadium before it was
fenders.
Qualcomm.
I got fenders hanging in my garage
parts
wall.
Parts from them?
Absolutely.
Nice, so awesome. Nice. Yeah.
So if we need a Band-Aid, do we call these guys?
Yeah, well, speaking of wadding up the trucks when you're on the, you know, on the track and you lose control, they have a specialty kit that Josh designed and came up with. He had an experience out in the desert that, you know, brought this, you know, closer to home for you, right? And yeah, pretty much it hit the heart. When it hit the heart, when you have an experience like that, when you're out racing, and you were in the Baja, correct?
Yeah, I was actually, I was pre-running. We were getting ready for the Baja 500. It was, you know, 2017 Baja 500. And it was one of my close friends he was driving, and you know, it was just a Sunday cruise. We're pre-running. We were just up or going down the coast. You know, just passed out to Tomas, and then we started heading inland, and, you know, like, it was nothing out of the ordinary, just a soft, you know, a right turn. We're doing like 35, nothing crazy.
You wasn't even hammering it.
No, we were just cruising.
You were looking at the terrain and the road and making notes.
Mm-hmm. Making notes, just face down the GPS. And then, you know, next thing I know, we're in a roll. And so I grab my seatbelt, you know, and he grabs the steering wheel and the car rolls, and then the G-force would just pull his arm off the steering wheel, and the car lands on the driver's side, and his arm is out the car, and the car lands
no
on his
net.
Arm, and it slides for about 10 feet or so, and you know, like, it's I can still hear like the pop of his bone breaking, you know, it was pretty gory. You know, he's screaming in my ear, and so I get out of the car and I'm looking at the car, and he's got a compound fracture popping out.
Is the car still on its on his arm?
Still on the side, yeah. So his left arm, there's, you know, bone sticking out, and so our tools are just kind of scattered everywhere. And I managed to find the little scissor jack that come in the side by sides, and our tools are everywhere, like I said. And so I find a pair of channel locks to turn the jack, and so I dig it under the A pillar. You know, that's the one right in front of the drivers, and you know, he's screaming. He's like, you know, that's not going to work. This not. I'm like, hey, man, like, dude, just.
What else you want me to do?
I was like, just relax, dude, just relax. And I had this old crew chief, LJ. And so years back, I was doing a tire change and going through the motions. And he stops me and he's like, hey, man, like, I can, you know what you're doing. He's like, but you just don't have a rhythm. And so it's slowing you down.
Yeah.
So he's like, just sing a song, man. You know, just sing a song.
In your head.
In my head. And so every time I would get in a stressful situation like that, or like doing a tire change, I would just start singing a song.
Yeah, just
and
make sure it's not like in God or DaVita, because that could get ugly.
And so I start.
Well, hold on a second. We're going to have to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, this story's so good, you can't touch that dial. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Dirt Radio, S-D-O-R-C, Dirt Radio to be exact, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Well, the lady that uses more tire repair than anybody on the county.
Talk about Wayne Miller, your supplier. Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here to hook us up. I actually have the SDRC orange trailer going into him this week. I just ordered my spare tire for the Rebel Rally. He took care of our tractor tire that my dad ripped off, you know. So,
it runs in the family?
I think it's, of course.
Does it run in the family?
Get it from somewhere.
I swear, I've never seen anybody so hard on tires.
Go big or go home. Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs, any of your automotive needs. You need that alignment, he's got you taken care of. Give him a call at 619-596-2800.
Cool. All right. And your name again?
Josh Montoya.
Okay, Josh, continue on with your story. Get up to close to that mic now.
Oh, yeah. He's...
So he's laying on his side.
Yeah, so you're trying to jack that UTV up.
His arm's going backwards. He's trying to jack it up. Okay, Another guy told you to calm down and sing.
So I'm, you know, looking at my friend. He's just, you know, they are helpless. And I'm jacking the car up, and he's just, you know, screaming bloody murder. And I'm like, dude, you got to be quiet, man. You just relax, dude. Just chill. And I start singing this song. I'm like, start singing. And I sing Big Wheels Keep On Turning.
There you go.
I don't know why. First song that popped in my head.
It works.
And, you know, ultimately he started singing, it calmed him down, and
Proud
I was like,
Mary.
Oh, hey, I can get your arm out, you know? And so like I got the car high enough to get his arm out, and then when I pulled his arm out, like it was just, you know, mangled. And it started squirting out blood at the pace of his heart rate. And
so
I was
you knew.
Oh man, this is bad. So I found a ratchet strap and ultimately like, you know, cut the hook off and made a tourniquet out of the ratchet strap and was able to stop the bleeding. And then, you know, and when that was happening, there was another race team approaching us, and they saw the accident, flagged them down, and, you know, we were able to bandage what was left of his arm up, and then we left him in the driver's side, and we uprighted the car with him still, you know, harnessed
in. Yeah, because you couldn't. What are you going to grab a hold of to drag him out?
And so, oh my God. We left him harnessed in, and then ultimately we got his arm kind of, you know, stopped the bleeding. Wrapped it up in Curlix, which is just like gauze on a roll, which is one of the things that's in the trauma kit because of that reason.
Right. And then he mobilized his arm.
And so we moved him to the passenger seat, and then I jumped in the driver's seat. And this was at race mile 148. Oop. And at race mile 150, 2 miles away, was the highway crossing. So the team that came up on us, they had a sat phone, and they were able to call Score Ops. Score sent an ambulance, which wasn't even an ambulance. It was like a 98 Suburban with a couple of Band-Aids in it.
Works.
It didn't. They actually had to call a real ambulance once they saw the situation. So we, you know, this 2 mile trek to the highway, like it's the longest 2 miles of my life. You know, every bump he's just screaming.
Oh, yeah.
And his you know, bloody arms rubbing up against mine, and I'm, you know, up to my elbows in it as well. And I could see him start, you know, fading out. And, hey, come on, man. Stay with me. Tell me what you're most excited to see when you get home. Tell me about your daughter.
Yeah.
How did you start this business?
Just told us to tell him to start singing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was beyond that. Yeah. And ultimately, we got him to the highway, and then we took him down to Vicente Guerrero, they took him to this little clinic, and there's, like, people outside with, you know, coughs, cuts, you know, bruises and things like that. And here we are with this man that's bleeding to death. Like, we got him out of the ambulance, and we started wheeling him into this clinic, and he's still dripping blood, and there's a trail of blood. I don't realize it till I'm walking and I look down and I see my footprints are in his blood, and I'm just like, this is not real life right now, you know? And so they're asking me what his blood type is and this and that. I'm like, I have no idea, you know? So they inject him with O positive, which is the universal blood. So we make fun of him today. Like, we have this running joke. He's like, yeah, you know, he's Jewish. And he's like, yeah, I'm, you know, part Jewish and, you know, two liters Mexican. So
he survived?
Yeah, you know, long story short, I told the score, we worked with SCORE and the liaison, and we, because in Baja, there's no flights.
Like, right.
Everything is grounded
right.
at dusk. So this is about 1:30, 2 o'clock or so, and we're like, you know, we're fighting daylight. The doctor at that clinic was like, we can't do anything for him here. He needs a trauma center or he's going to die.
Right.
And so we told the SCORE liaison, like, hey, man, like, whatever it takes, by any cost, it doesn't matter. We need to get him
out
to San Diego.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was like the scene out of like Blow or a drug movie or something. We went to a strawberry field 7 minutes away, threw him in a little prop plane, and got him to
wow.
Ensenada, ultimately to TJ, and then to Sharp Memorial.
Wow.
Wow. And,
that was one of those bush planes.
It
probably.
Was one of those situations where if everything didn't happen the way it did, it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
You know,
so like, he wow. survived.
He survived.
How's his arm?
He still got it.
No.
Wow. He still
That's
kept
crazy.
His arm. That's amazing.
So with that came this little green box.
So with that, I came up with One Life Trauma Kits. You know, I told myself I'm never going to put myself in a race car without the means of saving my life
yeah.
or the guy life next to me. Because when you're racing in Mexico, all you have is the guy next to you
right.
and the car coming behind you.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, sometimes, you know, we have Stellas now where you can press the emergency button and it'll send a helicopter, maybe. That's, you know, maybe 45 minutes out. But, like, if this guy's bleeding to death.
He
like,
wouldn't have lasted that 45 minutes. Yeah, he's got 5 minutes. Yeah. No, yeah, depending on how good that puncture is.
So,
you got 2 minutes.
Just from that experience, how did you know what to put in the kit?
So I have a really good friend. His name's Joe D'Angelo. He's a, Afghan combat medic, you know, he went multiple tours in Afghanistan,
okay.
and
All
so
right.
You know, he's a firefighter for the city of San Diego still.
Okay.
And so I went to him. I'm like, hey, dude, like, what would you put in a trauma kit, something to help me keep me safe? And he dumps out his whole big old duffel bag, and I'm like, dude, I don't know what half of this stuff is. You know, there's a tracheotomy kit in there. I'm like, man, I'm gonna put that in someone's jugular and kill him. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah.
It's easier than you think.
And
no,
so,
I'm just
like,
kidding.
I just
saw the movies I've watched.
Yeah, I saw this on Pinterest once. It'll be fine. I just like pick and chose like things that I knew that you know could potentially save someone's life, and you know, I was like, how about this stuff, Joe? And he's like, yeah, you know. He suggested like, oh yeah, you might want to throw some Curlix in there, maybe some trauma shears, a few other things, and. Ultimately, all the components.
But you also wanted to get, not to interrupt, but you also wanted to get it compact enough to where a racer will take it.
Compact and durable enough.
Well, yeah.
Because
if that weighed 55 pounds, that's going to be still a little hard to convince somebody to put on their vehicle. Am I right?
Especially if we're seeing side-by-sides and such. I mean, your weight is such a huge component in those vehicles.
Absolutely. I was racing Class 7 that race, but I was also racing Class 10, which are... Class 10's like, you know, weight is a thing.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. So you got to be careful.
And so, I mean, that's why we developed the kit with the mount. It's like 4.8 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean,
how much upgrades have you done to it? How much change?
Oh,
how many changes?
This one here is like the Gen 3 model.
Yeah.
We've gone through mounts, boxes, straps.
And is that a steel mount?
This is a steel mount, yes. And this is actually, we have a third generation mount that I should have brought, but
oh wow, yeah, that's heavy duty.
So have you turned this into a company?
Yeah, actually it turned itself into a company.
So. Yeah, I
love the fact that it's fluorescent.
You know, the old garage thing. Yeah, we started pink tinkering in the garage. Now we got a multi-million dollar
Google. When I
developed Google.
The box, like I had no intention of creating a business out of it. I just wanted to keep myself and my friends safe.
That's how
and
things
then
happen.
You know it, like other racers are like, hey, let me get two of those. Let me get 20 of those. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Like, this isn't a thing.
Well, I can't even tell you. At Glamis, I see people who, you know, don't know. They're just out there for the weekend. They rented a Razor. They rented, you know, a Can-Am for the weekend. They're out there. You know, they picked
with
it up
nothing.
In San Diego. They towed it out. They don't know, you know, anything. And they're out there for the weekend. And, you know, I've seen rollovers. I've seen them buried in the sand. You know, I've seen a guy crush his arm. Just, you know, same as you. You know, you
of
name
course.
It. And
the
it's
dirt
happened.
Bike dudes are jumping.
Oh, yeah.
ATVs
yeah.
are flipping.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
buggies
especially
if are cartwheeling.
You, make it over, you can go watch, you know, anything from Dune and Destroy. If you go over to the swing set, that double jump right there, that's a
hey,
easy
I'm not
doing
they have
it.
A website, or if they have a site for you to go see all this carnage. We need a kit. So, with that being said, so somebody gets one of these when they open it up. How difficult is it for them to identify and know which each component will do?
Well, everything in there is individually wrapped, and it has its own instructions in there.
Ah.
On the website, we have, you know, multiple tutorial videos on how to use the tourniquet, how to use Israeli
Which
bandage.
Somebody should do before they go out on a trip.
Right.
You know, before you go, sit down, you know, kind of watch the video. What's the site?
It's onelifetraumakits.com.
That's easy.
Yeah.
One Life
Trauma Same thing, Kits. Our Instagram's at One Life Trauma Kit, the number okay. one.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, everything in there, it's like, you know, we hand-selected all of the components in there. We went through multiple tourniquets, multiple splints, multiple shears, everything.
Oh, is that what he was for, the tourniquet dummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, yeah but you
He's
shouldn't
got
have put it on his
legs
neck.
Out of us.
You
so.
Shouldn't have put it on his neck. Look how big his head is now.
So I mean, I'm
yeah,
looking
now
at...
He's, I figured we'd get him on air. And you are?
Yeah, I'm Max Pinto. So I've got I got wrangled up in this with Josh. He... I saw him actually at, let's see, it was the last event, but 2 years ago.
Off-road nights.
Off-road nights, 3 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. So you're part of the company?
Yeah. So I walked up with my parents and I, and we were talking. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is like the most basic invention I've ever seen. And off-road racing is missing something like this.
Yeah.
Gave me a flyer, and it was his first event, I think it was.
That was my first event. I was there by myself.
Mm-hmm. He had a few friends like helping him out.
Sure,
who didn't
sure.
really know much about the kit, you know? They
were just there for support.
Yeah. And I was like, I texted him, I think the next morning. I was like, I shot him a DM and was like, dude, I have no idea what I can do for your company, but I was like, I'm like 17 right now. I'm a junior in high school. I'm decent at talking, and like, I can figure something out to do. And he's like, I love your ambition, dude. He's like, let's meet up. And like,
wow, it's
since
been 3 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
3 years later, and mm-hmm. we've been working, trying to bring the kit together. And
so what actually are you doing on, I mean, are you doing the marketing? Are you doing the design? I mean, I guess you guys do it collaboratively.
Max is in charge of the social.
Yeah, so I run social.
Okay.
I'm a photographer on my own time.
Gotcha.
I shoot off-road and action sports. So I'm able to get photography stuff for
Perfect.
This, and then I do sales. It's basically the three of us. So it's Josh, obviously, like the brains of the operation.
Right.
He also does the sales.
Sure,
and then
sure.
I'm like social, photography, and also the sales.
Excuse
and
me. Everybody should do sales.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we have Jeff Wolf, who's also part of the team. He's yeah. like the
He's
design
the third pillar of the team.
And yeah. and also sales.
Yeah. Well, and it's so refreshing to see you know, and for you, you never thought it would happen, but you know, your life is sort of laid out for these things to come in front of you. I mean, it's terrible about your buddy, you know, with his arm, but if that hadn't happened, you probably wouldn't, this wouldn't have
yeah,
ever
this
came
would,
to be.
No.
That
and,
is.
You know, I didn't design this thing to, like, start a business or make money. I just wanted to keep my friends safe. And, like,
sure.
I'll tell people, like, you know, when we're at events and people, like, they balk at the price. I'm like, listen, if you walk away with anything right now, mm-hmm. hopefully it's awareness and
yeah.
it's the understanding of what components can save your life.
Yeah.
I can show you where there's a cheaper kit, and you don't even have to get mine. Just get something.
Just
get something.
You know what? It's worth the money for his kit. Everything he sourced is made in America.
I yep. was gonna.
And he and this is all 100% solely made in America. But we got to come back.
Yep.
It's time
We're
to
gonna
take a break.
A quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by a mortgage guy in Alpine.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. He's here for any of your looking to sell your home, you're looking to buy a home. If you're a first-time buyer, the government's got that grant out for you right now. Chris Wiley in Alpine's here to help you out. Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. Give him a call at 619-722-1303.
Hey, you know anything about what's going on in the desert world? Well, I've got just the answer. San Diego Off-Road Magazine, SSORM.com. In 1982, Steve and Sherry put this magazine together, and it has been as popular as Look Magazine. Anything and everything to do with off-road, whether you're looking to buy something, sell something, find out what deserts are open, which ones are closed, what are the rules, what are the maps, you name it. San Diego Off-Road Magazine has it. Go to SSORM.com, and you can even see articles from Ed Stoven, which are extremely knowledgeable. And if you want to stay up on top, you want
Thank
to listen,
you,
no problem. You want to listen to Dirt Radio and buy San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Okay, we have a couple of guests in the house, and just true to out-and-out experiences, they put together a medical kit, all made here in the USA, by three entrepreneurs. that's seen a desire as to being safe for all you folks, guys and girls listening. So what we want to do is we're going to open this up because it's what? It's about 8 inches by?
By 4 inches by 4 inches?
Yeah, it's eight inches by four inches. It'll fit in your hand.
And it weighs about 4 pounds,
yep,
you said?
About 4.5 pounds.
Okay.
And you described it. I was thinking a big box.
So was I. It's in a metal rack with a fiberglass.
It's a high density plastic.
Right, high density plastic. But the mount could go anywhere.
That's your mount to mount it into the vehicle somewhere.
The mount can be.
So you could drill a hole and bolt that.
Yeah,
to
and exactly. Then these tabs right here, they actually bend out, and you can wrap. They're designed to go around a roll cage.
Gotcha.
And we supply the hose clamps.
Oh, and you have them.
They got a little race car trick on them. See that heat shrink on them?
Yeah.
Keep them from slipping?
That makes a big difference.
And scratching.
Also, check out those hose clamps. Breeze, made in the USA.
Yep.
All right.
We don't
mess around.
Those quarters now.
Well, hey, if you're going to say you're going to do it, then you got to do it.
Right, absolutely.
So we're looking in the kit, and it is chock full of
stuff. Yeah, it's packed in there pretty tight.
Yeah,
means if you buy this kit, just go to the website for pricing because that's not what this show's about. Go to the website, take a look at it, and make sure when you buy the kit that you, before you go anywhere, you take it all apart.
Right.
Because each plastic sealed component's got instructions on it, easy for you to follow. So that's the most important thing.
Yep. I see emergency drinking water, cold compress.
That didn't come in until the...
Yeah, let's let him explain. Okay, why the drinking water?
The emergency drinking water came in because I was involved in another off-road accident with my buddy Aaron Silicio.
You got to quit racing.
And we were chasing another race car in the dust, and this race car decided that he wanted to just park on the race course. And so we're doing 55, 60 miles an hour, and we hit him. Boom. Well, long story short, we're stranded there for 8 hours. I have a concussion. He's almost bit through his tongue. All of our water is depleted. We have nothing. So we had no snacks and no water. And
there it is.
Emergency drinking water.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, life experience.
Yeah, all these.
You know what?
Everything in this box.
You are really an unlucky guy. I gotta tell you, because there's everything.
I don't know if I would call that unlucky. Still sitting here advertising this great product that he's got, and
I would say my grandma's prayers are definitely working for me.
Yeah, yes. No kidding. So you got the wrap. What are some of the other things that are in there?
Bandage. There's some tape in there.
Yep. So, and then this is the SAM XT extremity tourniquet. This is the only tourniquet, and we went through a lot of different tourniquets.
There's a lot out there.
We chose this one because this is the only tourniquet on the market that has the U.S. Department of Defense seal of approval for combat because of how fast and effective and simple it is to use. In less than 5 seconds, if someone's bleeding to death and you use this, you can stop them. You can save their life. There's videos that you can watch to get
proficient at it. I mean, you can use it on a friend or somebody just to practice, so you'll know, because you do need to practice.
You do need to practice.
Because you're going to be panicking trying to administer these as well.
And again, everything in them, all the components in here have their own instructions on them, and they're all individually wrapped, so you can educate yourself before going out to the desert or whatnot. But, one person that we forgot to mention in, Max, Jeff, and myself is my sister, Desiree. She is a huge piece of this whole puzzle. She's the one who helps me put these things together. She's
the one that can put a square peg in a round hole.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I gave her an idea of how we were putting them together, and then she was like, that's not going to work. And then she just...
I'll call you later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, Audrey's just pulled everything out, and it's going right back in, and she doesn't seem to be having too much of an issue.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's packed in there really, really tight because, they're designed to go into trophy trucks. They're designed to go into off-road cars that, you're constantly shaking and jarring.
You don't want anything rattling.
No, I've opened up my, a kit that I race with. I raced the whole Best in the Desert series. I raced all of the score races that year. We opened up the trauma kit, and everything is still there, intact.
What's the most important part of this kit?
If you're racing, I would say the most important part of this kit is the mount, because in a violent rollover or in a violent crash, you need to know where your trauma kit's at. You need to know where it's all at. And if you know, it's not there when you need it, then it's
useless. Yeah, then it's not there. Yeah.
The
then,
high visibility of it, so that it's say somebody, you know, he had an incident happen, which mm-hmm. You know, it just happened a couple weeks ago at Best in the Desert, Vegas to Reno, was the guy broke down on the course, mm-hmm. and then so he had a very unfortunate incident there. But one thing that I like a lot about this is that it's that fluorescent bright green.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
So if you're in another vehicle and you come up on them, you know, and they're both unconscious, you have easy access to see it, know where it is, find it, get to it, and start helping that person out.
Yeah. And my best friend, Dennis, he works for his family owns a plastics company. And so I was working with him. We were trying to make these things glow in the dark.
Yeah,
and
I was wondering about that.
But the cost of that was just through the roof, so it wasn't. Yeah, but
it's definitely nice to have it super visible like that. And we have some people come up, which I understand, and they're like, "Well, you know, my car is black, and I don't want like this bright green box." I'm like, "Hey, I totally understand."
You can paint it.
Yeah, I mean, you can paint it.
You want to leave it bright.
I mean, you need to understand the logistics behind that. There's logical reasoning behind having mm-hmm. it this bright fluorescent orange.
Of course, it's
everybody then knows what it's there, what it's for, what it's about. It's getting you guys out there as well, so that they know whether or not it's even working with Best in the Desert or Score or Nora or, you know, any of those big name legacy racing, any of the big name racing industries that are there, so that it's in their rules and regulations.
Yep.
That, you know, that there's a flyer that goes out, so that, because you never know what instance it is. You know, I'm talking about regular glamorous weekends where mm-hmm. we're just out for the weekend. I go from Christmas to New Year's and spend that week in Glamis in the sand dunes, and spending that week out there, you know, every single day, you have no idea what you come across in the big dunes and what's going to happen.
I thought that it was just going to be off. Like when I got involved with Josh, it was strictly at off-road events, which we still do mostly just off-road events. But I was like, oh, it's just going to be racers coming up. And I think it was the second one up in Pomona. And all
off-road
of a sudden,
Off-road Expo.
Yeah, actually it was Off-road Expo, and there was like moms coming up. And I remember a mom, and she was the first person that I had ever sold a kit to who wasn't a racer, had no like desert, and they were just there with their kids. And she's like, oh, she's like, I take all these kids to soccer practice every day. And she's like, they're not all my kids. Like, we carpool. She's like, I'd love to have one of these in my van. And it was like, oh, okay.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Never
thought
of it.
So I race short course. I don't really, I mean, we have safety all around me. I keep it in my Nissan Altima when I'm on the road.
Well, yeah, and not only that. You can put it in the boating industry.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that send us pictures of like the kit actually being used, and some of them are pretty like, you know, gory. See, and stuff.
Now that's
but
okay.
We're not,
you don't have to do it.
We're not. You won't. You'll go on our social or our website. You won't see any of that because not trying to capitalize on people's, you know, bad experiences. But
Trying to save lives.
We're just trying to
lives and limbs.
We're trying to make. We're trying to build the awareness.
Hey,
trying to build the culture.
That's a T-shirt. Saving lives and limbs, and then your website.
We had one of my friends made shirts for us that it had the logo, One Life Trauma Kit logo, and then right underneath it said, "What's your life worth?"
That's like, a good one too.
I was like, yeah.
But I like the saving lives and limbs, nonetheless.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good, a nice red shirt.
Yeah.
So the applications are endless. I mean, really, when you come right down to it, and I mean, much as I hate to say it, with all this craziness going on, it seems like every business ought to have one of these.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you if we go to any business, the best they're going to have is a first aid kit with bandages, a little ointment,
Benadryl.
Aspirin, Benadryl, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a 7, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but it would make perfectly good sense if every business had one of those.
Yeah. You know, we've looked into like getting them into like, you know, the farming industry.
Any place you can get hurt.
Even then, the construction industry.
SDG&E ought to have one on every truck.
I'm on a construction site 3 days out of the week where, you know, it's a big building. It's a hotel. It's a large construction site. And you never know what can happen on a construction site. You have people using.
Oh, no. You don't even know what can happen in here.
Most of your construction site first aid kits are what we call our everyday kit, and this has, you know, everything from small Band-Aids to big Band-Aids.
Right.
And we got tweezers in here. There's also ammonium inhalant, so if someone gets knocked out.
Yeah.
I had a friend send me a photo of a man had a seizure behind the wheel, and he hit a telephone pole. And so she broke out her trauma kit and cracked the ammonium inhalant open and woke him up.
Oh, wow. You know, there's another thing you didn't even mention, and that's how to open the packets. Look at that that ring.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, you didn't even think about it, but if you're in a panic, you're wearing gloves, you just that's the way to do it. Not because I hate opening up bags that have that, you can't get it open, so I end up cutting the bag in half.
That's been one of our things that we've been working on, like we were saying earlier, how we developed it. Yeah. It's been a work in progress. So everything down to the EDK, which we used to have loose, and people are like, well, you know, what if I just want the Band-Aids? Okay, well, let's find that. And then even on the inside of it, where we have all the items listed on there, it's also something we didn't have, and it's starting to think about all the possible issues where if you're going to bust this open, chances are likely you're sweating. Your heartbeat's racing.
Yeah, and you
don't know what you're doing. You don't remember, what did that guy sell me 3 years ago or whatever? Yeah. And you bust it open. It's like, take a deep breath, read what's in there.
Yeah.
Everything in
there is easy to use. See, and that's the other thing. The bags are clear, so you don't have to open it up, dump it in the sand, and say, okay, where's that?
Yeah, yeah. But see, more than anything, like, yeah, we're selling trauma kits, but we're selling the awareness. That person that has this now knows that they have the means of saving somebody's life. And even if they don't know what they're doing, they can just grab the trauma kit and start shaking it like, hey.
So let me ask you a question. Now that you have that, you put your finger down. Now that you have, that's only at the top and the bottom. Now that you have that, does it not make you more comfortable in a race and a pre-run situation?
Oh, absolutely.
See? And you never thought that was going to hit you either, did you? Mm-mm. All right. Let's take a quick break, Andre. This is San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yeah. All right, folks. Welcome back. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
You going to talk bugs?
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control, they're here for any of your pest control needs. If you're looking to set up a quarterly or bi-monthly pest control service to have them come out and treat around the outside of your home, or if you're looking for termite service, they service all of San Diego County. They're here to take care of your pest control needs. Give them a call and reach out to them at 619-443. Oh my gosh, I'm blinking out. What is it?
Oh, 619-441-7378.
441-7378.
Didn't they donate the prizes for the raffle, the kids raffle for the Lost Lizard Fun Run for SDRC?
Yeah, jars and jars of dead bugs. Kids love dead
kids
bugs.
Kids love bugs.
They
yes,
do. So they're donating
bugs.
All the bug
no,
gifts.
No, it's actually they actually did really awesome gifts for the kids raffle prizes for the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. It's coming up. We're about a month out from that for November 13th. We're like
coming quick.
6 weeks away. It's coming quick. We've got lots of pre-registrations coming in. Get your pre-registrations in because shirts are hard to get. So we might be limited on our stock supply this year for our shirts and our event shirt. Look us up, www.sdorc.org. One of our awesome raffle prizes will also be one of these One Life trauma kits.
All right.
We've got Max and Josh donating a trauma kit for us to give away.
Sweet.
So that'll be a bucket prize.
That's a great prize.
Yes, that's a fantastic
That could even go
prize.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to the kit, I mean, again, give us the website slowly for old people.
It's onelifetraumakits.com.
Okay, and social
and
media.
Social, same thing, at
Look at
one
he's over
life
social media already.
Kits. Max is already all over right now. Yeah.
So what is it for just put one
life
support
trauma
or life trauma?
Yeah.
On any of the social medias.
On any of the social
you'll
medias,
find it.
Yeah, and you'll find it. If you just type in one life, it'll pop up.
So I know this is getting out of hand, but I mean, you know, this is just the way I roll. Let's say a big company calls up and they say, I want 500 of these. Okay. Can you put logos on them?
Yeah, we can do. We
so that's
do
what I like. No
well.
Is not in your vocabulary. No,
there's
you want
no
it to fly.
Only
you want it to fly. I have a motor on that thing and a wing in a minute.
Yeah. And, you know, we're working. We just closed the deal with actually, they're in ORW, the local San Diego.
Right.
They're
good
in all their stores. We just closed a deal with 4-Wheel Parts. We're working on getting
Sweet.
Those nationwide. They have 100 stores.
Nice.
So
that'll help a lot.
Yeah, you know,
that's
now
a
that
big company.
And the thing about getting them in 4-Wheel Parts, which is a major accomplishment for us, is now that we speak 4-Wheel Parts vendor language, we also speak Bass Pro Shops, we speak Cabela's, we speak Big Five. Wow. Like
yes,
it all translates to the same. And now it's just going to be a matter of, can we keep up?
Well, exactly, and I'm sure you can. It's funny because car manufacturers, mainly the, you know, some even Hyundai and Toyota, they have a kit in the car.
Oh yeah.
Not as intense as yours, but that's the beginning. You know, if you could put an automotive kit together that would be reasonably priced, you know, there's a market that, yeah, you might not catch.
Yeah.
Then you have the boating industry. Mm-hmm. Then you have the aviation. I'd still do one for aviation.
I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, if you do fall out of the sky, there's a rare chance you'll be using the kit. But you never know. You know, working at the airport or any place where you're working on machinery. You know, like all the fire department repair stations and police and bus. You know, instead of having that OSHA approved, that's what you need to do. You need to get that back.
Yeah, you know what? Even then, we were out yesterday. Yesterday was National Lands Day for the Bureau of Land Management. We were out yesterday. We did our Otay Mountain cleanup. We had 5 separate BLM Rangers there yesterday. We unfortunately came across the Border Patrol apprehending a few international travelers. You know, having it in the Border Patrol, you know, having it in the Bureau of Land Management vehicles, well, having it in, you know, not just a basic.
That should be in every BLM,
every Ranger and every Border Patrol, because, you know, when they're out there and they're apprehending the international travelers that, you know.
Those guys have problems. They're overheated. Right. They're thirsty. They may have an injury. They're trying to.
People
jump over the wall and they land crashing down.
It just seems to me like that would be just
perfect.
Yeah,
something in every Border Patrol truck.
Exactly. Right.
You guys have a bright future with this.
We've had a lot of people that are government, too, that work with the government, whether it's first responders and their police or something like that, and in the law enforcement.
They will love it that it's American-made.
They walk up, and you know that you've kind of gotten the really good stuff when they walk up, and, like, the tourniquet's one of them. They see the tourniquet.
Sure.
And so many times Marines walk up, they see the tourniquet.
Because everybody thinks your belt makes for a good tourniquet, and it's the worst.
We get that all the time. They're like, oh, I have a belt. I'm like, look, you might have a belt, but when your buddy's arm is hanging off, do you really want to use a belt, or do you want to use a tourniquet?
Like, yeah, that works.
We get that, or, like, when we're at shows, we have, like, other tourniquets that aren't in our kit. They're like Cat 5, North American Rescue. We've had multiple first responders tell us that they've broken those trying to save somebody's life. So that's why we went with the, you know.
No. I mean, if you're going to do it right. Do you want to be a Rolls Royce, or do you want to be a Yugo?
This isn't exactly where you decide to go with the Chinese.
That's a good,
the cheaper
good
route,
analogy,
right?
There.
Right? Uh-huh. You get a Yugo for $39,995, and that's what you got. A tow truck comes with it. But if you go with the best, Nordstrom's. And the reason I use Nordstrom's with your company is because service is everything.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has a complaint, an issue, you'll fix it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you don't hide, because as old as I am, and your coach will appreciate this, you got to treat people right. And if you're going to sell a product, you got to sell the right product. Because if you're ever at a restaurant, you don't want to have to duck under the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're selling the sizzle, not the steak, right?
Bingo. You like that. I like that. And you could use it. So let's talk a little bit about, let's say I have to use it. Because one of the other things people need to know is if they use anything out of this kit, they need to replace it the next day, or at least order it the next day.
Yeah.
Because if you wait longer than a day, what happens?
You forget about it.
And then what happens? You open it up and you go, shoot. You know, that's a pain in the neck.
How quick are
refills?
You can order them on the website and we'll have them shipped out to you the next day.
You know, I would just, unless it's in there and I didn't see it, because, you know, you get all your ideas from the general public.
Oh, yeah. That's where a lot of our improvements have came from. You know, we're definitely not too proud to take suggestions.
You're already ahead of me. You have a list of everything that's in the kit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, and then the new logos,
you opened it,
the new display sleeves that we have, that, you know, once they're in retail locations, you can scan the QR code and it takes you to the website and it takes you to the videos.
That's why you're here, because you're the QR code guy.
So, Max, by the way, we're a volunteer organization. We need some more technologically savvy people.
I'll let you do it.
Help us out. We help you out.
Well, you know, but the thing of it is, and it is getting the word out. It is going to see all the different shows. It is, you know, getting yourself, you know, because I mentioned the gun industry, which will be on from 4 to 6. We have a thing called a gun prom.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm glad you touched on guns. We have another kit that we've already developed. We just haven't released it to the public. It's called an active shooters kit, and they are already in classes. The Fab School has an active shooters kit in every classroom. Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is there's a prom coming up in November. I think it's November. I'd get you to donate one for a raffle prize.
Yeah.
You know, and because, I mean, the more you get into that industry, I mean, because like I said, I even hate to tell you all of the situations, you know, all the shootings that you've seen and heard on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't care where they're at. Does anybody pull out a kit like this?
Mm-mm.
What do they do? They call 911 and wait for somebody to come to them.
Yep.
So that is such an essential, you know, that's to me almost more important than that thing they put in buildings for to get your heart started again.
AEDs.
Just to give a quick shout out, we had a lady actually who's in the Route 66 shooting, Lacey Newman.
Oh.
She reached out to us. She owns her own UTV, and she's now a spokesperson for Stop the Bleed.
Wow.
And she reached out to us and was like, I love what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, but that was one of those instances
sure.
where she was
you never know.
And she's like, this is perfect.
All right, real quick there, young lady. Pull your mic over.
Real quick.
Well, you were waving your hand.
Oh, well, the 2-minute countdown.
I thought you had something to say.
2-minute.
Oh, well, then
two minutes.
All right. Website again, one more time.
OneLifeTraumaKits.com.
Okay.
And then at OneLifeTraumaKits for social.
Okay. And it's all made right here in the U.S. of A. It's as bright, glow in the darkish yellow you'll ever see in your whole life. Two good guys, three got together. You know, it's another America dream, folks. They never thought they needed it till they saved a buddy's arm. Which started this great project. So support these guys.
Yes.
And
support those that support our sport.
That's right. And support San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio and Team 149.
Yes.
Right, for the
SDORC Dirt Radio Team 149. You'll be live tracking on the Rebel coming up.
Yep.
We are 11 days out from the Rebel. I'm super excited for our rally. I will have this in our kit. I will order one right now and
Absolutely.
Make sure that we have it in our vehicle ready to handle any situation.
And go to the website and you can see the clip that Audrey and Nicole did on KUSI, and it'll explain the whole thing.
Yep.
All right. How do we get there?
www.sdorc.org.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Yak Radio coming up right around the corner. You want to stay tuned for that. This is SDORC Dirt Radio.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.